Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to episode 21-05, the fifth podcast of 2021 for Radio Free Redoubt, the Sunday night show. Hopefully you guys had a blessed weekend and a blessed week. Going to get right into it with the news and commentary coming up with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher sponsoring this segment. Thank you guys. Prepping 2.0, that's prepping2-0.com is the website for following those folks to learn how to take your preps to the next level. And both of them are authors. He's the author of the 299 Days book series, and she is the author of A Great State book series. Prepping2-0.com is the website. Right off the bat, got to cover this. Bad guys stopped with good guys with guns. Second Amendment patriots stop a mass shooting and take out a gunman at a Louisiana gun range. This first came out over Alerts USA. That's where I heard it from first. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange. How often do you hear of a mass shooting at a gun store, gun show, or a gun show or a gun store? Well, this was a Louisiana gun range. He was taken out by armed civilian patrons of the establishment just this weekend, yesterday. Apparently, this was at a Jefferson gun outlet. Among them, a gunman who entered the shooting range with an unholstered and loaded weapon. According to preliminary reports, he told the unidentified man that holding loaded weapons outside of a business's shooting range wasn't allowed, and after which the gunman shot two people. The gunman was then engaged by several patriots, reportedly. It's unclear if those who returned fire were employees of Jefferson's or just customers present at the range. So that's under investigation now, but yeah, very interesting story there. But bottom line, it took armed people to stop an armed bad guy. Florida governor is vowing, according to One News Now, no more lockdowns in our state. Now, why is this not a patriot governor? A governor of a patriot state like Idaho or Tennessee. I don't know where Texas is. I haven't heard anything from Texas. He's got his hands full down there. But this is something that American Redoubt states should be leading the way on, not being followers. But God bless him anyway, governor. Lockdowns don't work, the state's Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, told the Fox and Friends program. We know that. And it's true. I mean, how many reports do we need to see around the world? We have Sweden saying, we're not going to lock down, and their numbers are falling. UK, they locked down tighter than a drum, and their numbers are just going through the roof, reportedly. But even those are fake numbers. So, good job, Florida. God bless you guys, and man, I'm happy for you. Now, here's some PJ Media. Good job covering this while they're carrying this story. Several have been carrying this story. But more left-wing communist propaganda coming out of this regime's Department of Homeland Security. Sad, because President Trump was actually turning this around, despite the previous administration, 44 president, who shall not be named. His appointees in this administration had been undermining the president for the last 4 years. Well, those ilk are still among the ranks, saying right-wing extremists committed the most deadly terrorist attacks last year. These people are absolutely delusional and so out of touch with reality when we've seen one riot after another in cities. And so they're going to count like right-wing extremists as, I have no doubt, I haven't dug into this report. This report was produced by the Joint Regional Intelligence Center, which this Winter is the individual, describes as a DHS-funded fusion center and was sent out to police nationwide. It claims that civil unrest and violence last year were primarily associated with non-affiliated right-wing and left-wing actors, and that right-wing domestic violent extremists, which they're in the process of redefining now, making that switch over to from extremist to terrorist, was it's going to be synonymous by the time they're done, and it won't be long. But right-wing domestic violent extremists were responsible for the majority of fatal attacks in the homeland in 2020. No mention here about the, John Brown Gun Club's Socialist Rifle Association. Which one was it that he belonged to? But Antifa throws a bomb at an ICE office in Seattle. That's clearly terrorism. But no, it's going to be the right wing that are responsible for it. And, you know, and I, like I said, I have not seen this report. And I know the law enforcement that are in these fusion centers or working with the fusion centers or working with personnel who work in the fusion centers are alarmed. They are absolutely alarmed. The reports that are coming out from law enforcement talking about the new narrative, and this is it. This is an example right here where they are demonizing anyone on the right now. They're taking those maybe a few bad actors, and they're going to align everyone with those few examples that they come up with, which if I have time, I'll get into that in tonight's show. But this is a DHS-funded fusion center, the Joint Regional Intelligence Center. This report was sent out to police nationwide. It claims that civil unrest and violence last year were primarily associated with non-affiliated right-wing and left-wing actors, but that right-wing domestic violent extremists were responsible for the majority of fatal attacks in the homeland in 2020. Classic propaganda. This is like Goebbels would be proud, the Stasi, the NKVD under the Soviets. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they come up with regularly. This is exactly what led to the Jews having to wear stars on their clothing anytime they were out in public to identify those national threats, to make sure that we can keep an eye on you, be able to visually identify you. It starts off with this type of narrative and this type of propaganda. And I would not be a bit surprised if Kyle Rittenhouse, who defended himself against attacks in Kenosha, Wisconsin, if he would be, his example would be among those that they use for these, for this report. I'm just going to put money on it that that is one of the examples that they used. Right-wing extreme. He stopped arsonists from burning the streets down, confronted them, and when faced with lethal force, defended himself. Someone swung a skateboard at his head while he was down. That's lethal force. That's a right to defend yourself. Another communist thug, rioter, lunging at him, who has a Glock pistol. He had every right to defend himself. But these people are sick. They are communists. They are liars. They are anti-Americans. They hate America and everything it stands for and everything that was built on, especially those who might be capable and willing to defend it. Those people are going to be demonized. So get used to this. It's going to happen. We're going to see this with increasing frequency. From Redoubt News, kind of along those lines, Oregon wants to ban all self-defense. Great article written by Sherry Duvalli over at Redoubt News. This came out late last week. Oregon Marxists are attacking the Second Amendment again. They have another citizen control bill, a.k.a. gun control, in the Senate, scheduled for a remote hearing on February 22nd. But this one goes much further, so much further than their usual. This ban, this bill, wants to take away all of your rights to protect yourself and to leave you completely defenseless. It's called Senate Bill 554. It would make you a felon without even realizing it, which, of course, we've heard many. Ayn Rand has spoken about this. Many other, I guess, thinkers have warned against this. There's a great book that I read called Three Felonies a Day, written by an attorney, that described how if they really want you, any one of us, they could get any one of us. Because the average American citizen commits three felonies a day without even realizing it. Anyway, it's really good. It was dry, but it was extremely informative, very revealing. But so it's not uncommon for these tyrants to create so many laws, you cannot even live without breaking a law. That's what Ayn Rand was speaking of. And several others, authors and like I said, thinkers and philosophers have talked about this on these, and those who have just gone through tyranny prior, before us, Solzhenitsyn and many others. But limiting or precluding the use of affirmative defense concerning the possession of firearms in public buildings by persons licensed to carry a concealed handgun. So, you can't use affirmative defense. So if you have a firearm and somebody, an active shooter, comes in, or somebody just threatens you or your life, and you use your firearm in defense of yourself, felony. Even possessing an unloaded firearm can get you a Class C felony. And that's something, too. I mean, how many different classifications of felony do we need? It's either a misdemeanor or it's a felony. But, man, they just, misdemeanor doesn't have enough teeth. They would love to make everything a felony if they could. The bill redefines public buildings to include the private residence of any state official and the grounds adjacent to each building. It also includes the passenger terminal and grounds adjacent of a commercial service airport. The grounds adjacent, so a little restaurant across the street from the airport. Their definition of weapon is not just firearms, but any item used for self-protection, including slingshots, baseball bats, pepper spray. Oregon Firearms Federation has weighed in on this destruction of the Second Amendment, saying this bill will make you a felon even if you travel near an airport and have a firearm, or even if you are a concealed handgun license holder. There are no exceptions, and you do not have to enter the terminal or even leave your car. If you pick up a friend or family member and just drive near the terminal or parking lots, you can be sent to prison. But wait, there's more. The bill will also make you a felon if you go near any loosely defined public building that has declared itself a self-defense-free zone. I wonder if they're going to have an app for that. Unbelievable. Yep, they're out of control. And there's just some more examples. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, the Sunday night podcast. Segment two brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots just like you get strategically relocated to the, well, they specifically serve the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho to help you get relocated. If you are a patriot and you are going to leave California or Seattle at the border, and don't drag it here with you, remember, you're coming here as a refugee, not a missionary. Just keep that in mind and we'll be grateful. But SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com is the website. All right, let's see. What is next? This PJ Media, right-wing extremists committed the most deadly terrorist attacks last year. Well, I already covered that in the news and commentary. I don't really need to go into it in depth, except I want to point you to the article where you can go and read more. And that is, once again, in case I didn't mention it to you, it is pjmedia.com, PJ as in Papa Juliet, media.com. And that was an article written by Robert Spencer, by the way. He has a Jihad Watch, which I subscribe to. Robert Spencer, awesome. These guys are just, they're really great. Matter of fact, good little plug. Robert Spencer is the director of Jihad Watch and a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He's the author of 21 books, including the New York Times bestsellers, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Islam, which I also have. So anyway, guy does really good, really great work. This is not particularly about Islam or the Islamic threat, or the jihad threat, which he normally covers. But man, he really pulls this apart, points out the lies of this type of misleading propaganda about the right wing being responsible for, you know, all of these deadly terrorist attacks. Pure smear campaign that started off at yahoo.com. But there's an article also at Inside the U.S. Military's Battle with White Supremacy and Far-Right Extremism. This is more of this. I'm just giving you another example of this type of propaganda that we are seeing. And this was, it's titled Hiding in Plain Sight. It was done for NBC News. So what does that tell you? But they start this off with the Coast Guard. You guys remember that Coast Guard lieutenant that was arrested a couple years ago? Let me pull into this article here. Coast Guard Lieutenant Christopher Hassan spent 5 years in the Marine Corps and 2 years in the Army National Guard before entering the Coast Guard. During that time, his enlistment ceremonies, promotions, and when commissioned as an officer, he undoubtedly swore an oath to support and uphold the Constitution. So they're laying the foundation there. Soon it was discovered that unauthorized weapons were just the tip of the iceberg. He was busted with unauthorized weapons. So on February 15th, 2019. So yeah, just about 2 years ago. He was arrested on drug and firearms charges while serving at a Coast Guard headquarters in Washington, D.C. He had unauthorized weapons. That was what this article says, was just the tip of the iceberg. He was also a self-described white nationalist. He was an admirer of far-right terrorists, Anders Breivik, just like Brenton Tarrant, an Australian white supremacist who has been charged with 50 counts of murder for his attack on a mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand. And he had carefully studied Breivik's 1,500-page manifesto, which he had used to justify two attacks that resulted in the death of over 70 Norwegian civilians in 2011. So there's no indication that this guy was planning anything. White nationalist, although may not be viable in the practical sense, and it might not be politically correct, is not illegal. It's not illegal to hold a value that I mean, the black nationalists, they think they should have their own black nation, and it's perfectly legal for them to have that. They have the right to hold that sentiment that they wish that they could have a nation of all black people. There's nothing wrong with or illegal with somebody wanting to have a whole nation and saying, boy, wouldn't it be nice if all of us were the same race? It doesn't affect me. If you are talking about harming somebody else, that's where you cross the line. But there's no indication of that here, except he admired people who had harmed other people. So, yeah, that could raise some red flags. But up to this point, he hadn't done anything to advance white supremacy. It had absolutely nothing to do with his firearms and his the drug charges. But that they're starting off this article to talk about how prevalent white supremacy is in the ranks, and we need to purge the ranks. Now, this is in response to President Trump and harming his followers and knowing that 70 to 80% of the military were pro-President Trump. They supported and admired and liked their president. This is alarming to communists who want to take over your country and be in charge of it and use the military as the teeth to implement their policies when they know that the adversary to the communists who are now trying to take charge of your country, that the military supports the patriot and not the communist. So right now they are working overtime to try to purge the ranks, and the narrative is going to increase. They're going to increase the narrative about how extreme, how prolific the extremism is among the ranks. So they're going to pick out the onesie twosie examples, use this as the example to go through with just wide sweeping policies. Remember, what they're saying is, oh, this guy was a white nationalist, extremist, had a huge arsenal, drugs. He was just a bad guy. We've got to get these people out of here. Well, these people is like that one guy, right? But it's not. It's thousands, because they've been setting this up for years. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Trump was synonymous with Nazi, with white supremacist, with racist, with you name it, hateful, womanizer, just all the ways that they could paint a bad guy. That's what they've been working on. So anyone supporting him basically is also a white supremacist. And they know that 70 to 80% of the military supports President Trump. So there's 70% of the military that's white supremacist. If you want to follow the circular logic of the communists. So those among the ranks, lay low, be careful, and understand that there is a purge underway right now, especially for those who are the biggest threat to a communist regime, and those are our war fighters who love our country and our heritage and took their oaths seriously. That's why they're trying to make examples of three percenters or Proud Boys or Oath Keepers. It's the war fighters. They are saying the military, major problems, our agencies, all of the alphabet agencies that are full of patriots, huge problem that not need to be gotten rid of. Our law enforcement, oh, it's just horrible right there. How many articles have we seen over the last week running the narrative that all of this white supremacist, white nationalist, white, you know, evil, 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 dark evil comes from or is prevalent among former law enforcement and military. So they're setting up for the purge. We've seen this before time and again with regimes over and over. They're identifying who is the biggest threat to the regime, demonizing them so they can criminalize them, so they can incarcerate and then exterminate. So we got a rough decade ahead of us. And it's not a time to shrink back from your ideals and your values and your American traditional ideals that we were told we would have to defend one day and stand up for and not apologize for. It has nothing to do with racism, nationalism, or well, has everything to do with nationalism, but not the white nationalism, those demonizing terms that they use to make you a bad guy. So, anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. Come back, and got a weather warning here for a short. We can talk about some solar flares, CMEs that we're looking at coming here in the next 24 to 36 hours. What that might mean for us, just basically for our situational awareness, not any alarmism or anything like that, but just so you can be aware. And I have a couple thoughts on that. And we'll bring Lady Liberty on in segment 4. This is Radio 3D Doubt. Stay right there.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you have ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com, minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to segment 3 of Radio Free Redoubt, brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, designed to give you the home field advantage, laying out your property to get the most out of it for self-reliance, food production, alternative power, alternative energy, laying the whole thing out with defensibility in mind. Basically, you've got some property, you want to get the most out of it. For your family, check them out. Strategic Landscape Design, the professionals that help you with that, or to help you decide if you can't decide and looking at two or three different properties, which one, all the pros and cons of each, well, they can help you with that as well. StrategicLandscapeDesign.com. All right. Lady Liberty and I were talking, and we'll talk about this in segment 4 perhaps, but why is Texas without power? Why are people in the cold? Well, it's because we had a ice storm. You guys lose power when you're out as well. But they didn't lose power because of the storm. They shut the power off because so many people were using power. It was draining their system. Why is that? Well, there's only so much power, right? Well, apparently, prior to this storm, Texas reaches out and says, hey, to the regulators, we need to ramp up power in anticipation of this cold snap. And they said, no, you need to use the cold. You need to stick with this green energy policies. So permission denied. Now they've got frozen windmills. They've got solar that's not really working out very well. So they're piping in what works. Diesel generators, go figure. FEMA is bringing in diesel generators. Wow. We're wondering, is this because of really power lines are down because of ice buildup, and then that happens, or are these people out without all this power because of policies? And sure enough, without policies. And Biden has declared major disasters in only 77 of the 254 counties, apparently. And more reports coming out. Zero Hedge. Apparently, data is showing that the wind power was the chief culprit in the Texas grid collapse. Tyler Durden does a good job with this. And he starts off with the worst of the Texas power crisis now behind us. The blame and finger pointing begins while the jury's still out as whose actions or lack thereof may have led to the deadly and widespread blackouts that shocked Texas this week. Cassand Strategy writes that in case there was any doubt why the Texas grid collapsed, the data is clear. Wind failed as, quote, ice storms knocked out nearly half the wind power generating capacity of Texas on Sunday as a massive deep freeze across the state locked up wind turbine generators, creating an electricity generation crisis. Natural gas made up the difference for a while, but then everything else followed down. So, it started to collapse. Unbelievable. So somebody was asking, "What do you think this is? Do you think that was intentional weather modification?" And I don't know. I don't know. By the way, weather modification is real. You can look up, do an internet search, Department of Weather Modification, the Office of Weather Modification. Every state that I know of has a Department of Weather Modification. It's the NOAA has a whole section on weather modification. There's legislation that covers it. They don't make any qualms about it. It's not a conspiracy theory thing. Now, the conspiracy theory is, would they ever really use it to our detriment? Would they ever use it to push an agenda? Would they ever use it to destroy crops so that they can control food? Now that would be within the realm of conspiracy theory. But it's not a theory that there is weather modification at the government level. There's a lot of grants. There's a lot of the argument is, oh, we'll never have starving people again. We'll be able to make sure everyone has rain, and there will never be droughts. But the truth is, the more that technology is advanced, the worse it seems to get. Now we've got wildfires like we've never seen before. We have droughts. We have flooding, record-breaking flooding. Now we have Texas, of all places, with minus below zero temperatures and people dying, freezing, creating another emergency. So, yes, of course, that technology exists where someone could, if they wanted to, use it in a harmful way. So why, if they can use it for good, why are we having freak storms that are causing deaths? Why are we having wildfires? Why, if there's wildfires, why can't they create rainstorms to put out the wildfires unless someone didn't want to? So after seeing this so-called elections in 2020, after seeing the people that are in power and understanding what communists will do for power, I would say nothing's off the table. Now, I don't know what the deal is with Texas, but here's another situation that we need to be aware of, and then this is just going to be a short segment here. Apparently, yesterday, I received a alert that there is a coronal mass ejection that just occurred earlier today that is headed towards massive amount of energy from a solar flare, essentially, that is sending this energy toward the United States, an electromagnetic wave. And so far, it's supposed to be just a glancing blow. But if you go over to spaceweather.com, they're legit. This is not just a amateur blogger or podcaster. Oh, by the way, where I went to this was BP Earthwatch. The guy that runs this is really squared away. He doesn't seem like he's got an axe to grind. He's not it's not conspiracy theory or anything like that. This guy, he may be professional. I don't know. It seems to be a very knowledgeable amateur space weather type of enthusiast who's deeply invested in this area of study. And I would not be surprised if he worked as a professional in some level in this area. He could be a meteorologist or something for all, I don't know anything about him. I've seen this before, BP Earthwatch in his videos, when there is a solar flare and he talks about solar activity and he explains it in a scientific way. And so earlier today, there was a coronal mass ejection. It is headed toward the Earth. It's expected, according to Space Weather, who've confirmed it, to be a glancing blow, possibly, but they don't know yet. So this does not mean it's going to have the effects of an EMP. We get these regularly, but it could cause some disruptions, probably mostly with the HF bands, for a couple of days. But one thing that this guy at BP Earthwatch pointed out, that is that there is seems to be a correlation between the tectonic plates and the stress that's put on the continental plates and the seismic activity, basically, with the solar flares. So with this coming and expected to hit sometime in the next 24 to 36 hours, one of the things that this guy points out that Space Weather did not is the direct correlation that he's been able to draw between the number of earthquakes or earthquake swarms in relation to solar flares. By the time that wave of electromagnetic energy hits the Earth, it stretches and pulls things, and it stresses our tectonic plates, and we start to see more earthquakes. So, incidentally, just before this report, that I found this report, another operator, one of our Ameron operators who tracks earthquakes, one of several who follow earthquakes for us to keep us abreast, and noticed that there was a kind of an uptick in earthquake activity today, 5.1 off of the Oregon coast, 4.9 off the Oregon coast. These are two different locations, apparently. Then a 1.3, 2.5, some smaller ones, and then kind of creeping back up there again several hours later. Those are the times that are given here, a 3.4, and then a 3.5, and then a 2.1. So these are earthquakes that have all of a sudden start kind of they're there all the time. There's earthquakes that happen all the time. Most of them you can't feel them, you don't sense them. They're just they can detect them and measure them and report them. But if you didn't see this report, you would never know it happened. Those happen all the time. This seems to be showing an upward trend in that. So this is not an alert or an alarm. This is simply for your situational awareness that because of the CME, there could be an increase in seismic activity. And so it's an interesting area to study, to watch this, because we know that there will be eventually a major, massive, catastrophic earthquake off the coast of the Pacific Northwest. It goes off like clockwork, and we're due for what they call the big one. The scientists have been warning of this. It's called the Cascadia subduction zone. It's where these two plates, one's diving under another, and when they break loose, you were talking about the whole coastline jumping westward like 28 feet instantly, and so it's that would be catastrophic. So that's what they're saying is coming. So we want to be aware of this. Make sure your fuel is topped off. Maybe not to be alarmed, because these type of things happen all the time. But when they do, take note of them. Make sure your fuel's topped off. Make sure everything's in order. Your comms are in working condition. And have batteries charged and topped off and be watchful. And then go on about your life. So anyway, there you go. Situational awareness, a little bit of CME action, probably a little bit of seismic action in different places around the world. But If you live on or near a fault line or along the coast of the Pacific Northwest, then just think about taking extra precautions, have some things stored up, and just inventory your preps. How's that? All right, this is segment 3, winding things down here, and now we'll be back right after this.
Lenin put it this way: it does not matter if 3/4 of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan, and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
We are back with segment 4 of Radio Free Redoubt, the fifth podcast of 2021. This is 2105, and we are going into Lady Liberty, going into segment 4 with Lady Liberty. But first, the sponsor for this segment is EMP Shield. EMP Shield, veteran-owned business, American-made products to protect your equipment from the harmful effects of electromagnetic energy, just like we see with this this latest solar flare glancing blow against Earth's system. So our stratosphere, ionosphere, our supersphere. How you doing, Lady Liberty?
Awesome. Except.
Except your mic's not on?
Yes. It's always way more awesome when the mic's on, right?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And so, I'm doing very well. And, so much craziness in the news. But, I have got a couple really, really great news stories to share that are, I just like to provide people with stories of hope and people that have spine and integrity and all the stuff that Americans are used to hearing about,
right,
and relying on.
All 12 of them.
I know, right? that's about what it feels like right now,
sometimes,
doesn't it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and yet we know better. We know there are 76 million people that voted for Trump and are still wondering what on earth just happened.
They're running their boar snakes right now down their barrels.
Right. That's right.
Topping off magazines.
Yep, and with good reason, too. And in fact, speaking of gun-related good news, there is this little clip that I wanted to share with you that I thought was extremely interesting. It was about the Utah governor who signed a bill allowing concealed carry of firearms without permits. So the Utah governor, Spencer Cox, has signed a measure into law that allows people in the state to carry a concealed gun without a permit. House Bill 60, which was sponsored by Republican State Representative Walt Brooks, a national Rifle Association member says that an individual who is 21 or older may lawfully possess a firearm, may carry a concealed firearm in a public area without a permit. As of December 31st, 2020, there were 718,218 valid concealed carry permits in the state. Wow. And so that I thought, wow, excellent.
Yeah.
You know, talk about if the left is going to go nutty against the Second Amendment,
right,
why doesn't the right go the opposite way, you know, well, and allow even more?
Yeah, they're following suit because Idaho already did that, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Which is encouraging, but really all they're doing is the legislature, at least in the case of Idaho, the legislature basically just passed a law saying that you can carry a gun without having to have a concealed weapons permit. But a lot of people celebrated that. But the Constitution, what they did was this is a dangerous thing because the Constitution is what gives you the authority, not legislature.
Yes, that's right.
So if the Constitution does, it can't be taken away. But if the legislature gives you permission, it implies they can take away your permission.
Right.
So this is, you know, it's kind of a, it's a walking a razor blade, really.
Oh, yeah. See, and I totally agree with you on that. I mean, I'm a huge proponent of shall not be infringed.
Right.
Right. You know,
right.
And that means not a single letter of it. You know, well, I think the whole permitting thing is just garbage anyway.
Well, personally, I think that, I mean, I love seeing the trend of the conservatives, the patriots, taking an aggressive stance toward protecting our ability to defend ourselves and Second Amendment rights. But what I would prefer to see is legislation passed which would impose fines and penalties and imprisonment, you know, penalties for violating a citizen's right to keep and bear arms.
That's
so,
right.
So if you arrested a citizen because they had a firearm on them and they were acting lawfully, you are facing serious for that, for a state agency under, or an agent of a state acting under the color of authority, violating a citizen's rights should be a felony.
Well, now, see, there is something along those lines where every single elected official has to have a bond, right? Like,
right.
It's like an insurance bond where if, while they are in office, if they offend somebody's constitutional right and that person takes them to court and sues them for it and they win in court, that bond for that elected official has got to go to pay that person.
Right.
And so there's actually an amount associated with constitutional rights violations should they be found guilty of that in a court of law.
Right. But there is, you're removing the fear on the part of the agent or the bureaucrat, or
where it's like a direct,
he is not fearful of violating your rights because, oh, well, you know, that's why I have this bond for, right? This insurance policy, or my state or my city or whatever will cover it. I mean, just like when they passed this, no firearms within 1,000 feet of a parade in Coeur d'Alene, they warned them. The city attorney said, warning, this is a clear violation of the Constitution. You're facing lawsuits. And they're like, fine, then they can sue us. And if they win, then we'll remove the law. That's their attitude.
Right.
That needs to stop. That,
oh, I
they
agree.
Need to be, look, you will face, you're facing prison time because now you've acknowledged.
You've committed a crime.
You know that you are violating this law.
Yep.
And you're continuing. That's a felony. I can't save you. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Bye, Mr.
You're
City
toast.
Councilman. Yep. That's the way it needs to be. Otherwise, there will be no end to this.
Right.
It's tyranny. So
I agree. Because I know that there, for a while, there was quite a large group of people that were trying to go after elected officials' bonds for constitutional rights violations. And that was kind of like, it was almost like they're looking at it as a moneymaker. And, you know, granted it would be, you know, if they were able to actually get them prosecuted in a court of law. I don't know if that's even possible with these courts and with these judges, especially today. But no, I wouldn't. But it's there for a reason.
I don't have a whole lot of faith.
No,
in our system. No.
Nope, not the judges. No. You take the judges. That refuse to uphold the law and refuse to prosecute anybody that's violating the law, and so there's no teeth. There's no.
That's a sign that our system is broken.
Yeah.
When it is a coin flip. Whether you go into our justice system and if you will get justice or not is a coin flip.
Right.
You don't have equal justice. You might get that judge that will say, yes, this person clearly identified or they clearly violated your rights. I'm siding with you. And the next judge is appointed by a communist, Marxist, leftist activist is saying, no, you, matter of fact, you're the one that's wrong. You know, I mean.
That's right.
And. That's when you have a broken justice system. It's not justice. It's just a legal system.
Well, then
it's a court system.
Your entire system is trashed at that point because now there's no way to uphold any laws. Nobody will uphold them. Nobody will prosecute any criminal actions. And
they
so
can't agree on them.
The teeth are now removed.
Right.
And so the whole entire system falls at that point, which is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
However, I do have this great story, and it's so awesome. I'm so proud of this guy. There is a barber in Washington State that is fighting fines of up to $90,000 and license suspension because he is a retired Marine Corps veteran, and he has decided that he took the oath to uphold the Constitution and, to defend his nation from both foreign and domestic enemies.
Cool.
And so, exactly. So,
well, I mean, he's a Marine, so hoorah. There you go.
Right. And so this man's name is Bob Martin, and he is the owner of Stag Barber and Styling in Snohomish, Washington. He is apparently 80 years old. And the cool thing is here is that it says that in Snohomish, Washington, a barbershop owner has said he will continue to fight for his constitutional rights after being asked to cease operations and have his license revoked by the state. But Bob Martin, owner of Stag Barber and Styling in Snohomish, a small town in Washington about 35 miles northeast of Seattle, received a second cease and desist letter from the Department of Licensing recently for operating his business without a permit. Almost since the beginning of the pandemic, he's refused to close his shop or enforce mask mandates on customers. The Department of Licensing suspended Martin's cosmetology license on May 7th of 2020. Then they revoked it for 10 years. Martin is also facing fines piling up to the limit of $90,000. But the retired Marine has responded firmly by keeping the shop open and continuing to fight for what he believes to be his constitutional rights.
Yeah.
It's not what he believes to be.
They
are his constitutional rights. And so it says that when the pandemic hit, it forced the 80-year-old barber to drop his scissors and close his doors. And barbershops are now open at a limited capacity, but they were shut down last spring under Washington Governor Jay Inslee's statewide order. However, it says Martin needed money and didn't want to ask for a government handout, so he decided to resume his business last April after a two-week closure. This brought him both troubles and praise. At first, he did it secretly. He said he felt like a criminal operating his own business. And then on April 21st, 2020, the Snohomish County Sheriff announced that he would not enforce Governor Inslee's stay-at-home order, and Martin publicly opened his shop the next day. Then in May, the Washington State Department of Licensing revoked Martin's license, which would have been valid through June 2021, and served him a cease and desist order. But on the same day, the Snohomish Health District sent Martin a certified letter ordering him to stop cutting hair or face fines or possible criminal charges. But here's the great part. Martin refused to abide by the order. He said, "The mandate is an edict that the governor had. It is not a law. It was not voted on. It was not passed into law. And it's against the law. It's against the Constitution for them to try to enforce something like that, Martin told
Amen.
The Epoch Times.
Good
exactly.
For him.
I know. Hooray for him.
We need more citizens like this.
I know.
More business owners
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. This is why I'm describing this story. This is exactly what every other business owner needs to be doing right now. They need to be following in this guy's footsteps. He says, they tried to put me out of business here and fine me, and my question is, who's the injured party? I didn't hurt anybody.
Yep.
He said he's keeping his shop open to preserve American society, and he's seeking legal assistance. He says, I'm not going to put up with anybody that is trying to put me out of work, Martin said. And he, having grown up in Snohomish, he said he knew he'd have an easy time doing business with the community because the people knew who he was. And he pointed to the framed photograph copy of the Constitution hanging on his wall. The Constitution gives me the right to fight for liberty, and I took an oath of office when I went into the Marine Corps for enemies foreign and domestic, and these are domestic problems right now, he said. We don't want to have a country like China's enduring now with the communists. And so he said he keeps his door open not just for the Constitution but also for the sake of his family. And he is the sole provider for his whole and for his entire family. He says his daughter has a brain tumor and she needs his help. And he says he needs her help too. So she's not employed and nor is his grandson, but he lost his job because of the COVID thing. And so he's the only income that his whole family has. So then he says, though Martin's outspokenness has garnered him some troubles, he continues to receive an outpouring of support from the community.
I'll bet.
Some of the customers waiting in line said that Governor Inslee only made an order, not a law. They said that when it's a law, they'll respect it. And then he says the barbershop has received support from people from all over Washington, with some even traveling northward from Oregon. On February 6th, one couple drove 60 miles from Tacoma, Washington, just to get their hair cut. They said they were there to support the Constitution and the barbershop. Martin said that his persistence now has nothing to do with himself. It's all about us, the community and the people, and
yep.
it's all about the Constitution and our rights. We're sons and daughters of people who founded this country, and we're not going to sit back and let them walk all over us. Hooray for him.
Yes.
So if they want to fight, we're going to give it to them, Martin said. Martin is continuing business as usual and plans to do so for the foreseeable future. He says, I'm just this red-blooded American. I'm not any different than any other person, he said. I'm the only one that's just that vocal. I ended up being the mouthpiece for the people that don't want to stand up. So let me just give him three cheers. I mean,
yes.
Hooray for him. So, I mean, this has been what we've been telling people to do. Just,
yep.
Just refuse to comply.
Absolutely.
These are not laws.
There is a Marine continuing to serve his country by standing in the gap against enemies of this country.
That's right. Foreign and domestic.
Absolutely. Against this country. Give that man an M14.
That's right.
Hoorah. That yep. is just awesome. I want to go over there and get my hair cut, just shake his hand.
I know.
I don't even
exactly.
have to get a haircut. If there's lines, I just want to shake his hand.
Yep. Hey, if you guys want to support this guy, I'd say look him up online. Bob Martin. He's the owner of Stag Barber and Styling in Snohomish, Washington.
Yep.
As much as you can do. But I mean, look him up. Maybe just
yeah.
send him donations. I say support the people with spine.
Yeah, we've got some other businesses we'll be talking about this week, too.
That's right.
There's another one, I think, out of Spokane that stood their ground. They said, nope, we're not going to do it anymore. More businesses are opening up.
That's right.
And they're saying, we're not paying those fines either. We're not paying a dime. They're not paying the fines. They're fining them,
yeah.
but they're not paying it, and they're dropping it.
Yep.
The L&I, which is labor and industry, and the health, they're dropping them. They're not pursuing them.
They have to drop them because
yep.
they're not law.
That's right.
They have never been passed as law. So.
Yeah. Well, and there's never been a pandemic.
Exactly.
You cannot make the case for a pandemic.
Right.
It doesn't exist. It's a sham.
Yep.
So I mean, yeah, this is just awesome. Well, Lady Liberty, thank you for that. That was a very uplifting and encouraging story to leave our listeners with.
That's right. So, yeah, somebody to follow in the footsteps of. I love those kind of people.
That's right. Okay, well, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and the AM dial at 630. Also, our live streaming, which is not on this live stream that we're on right now. That's the Radio Free Redoubt live stream. It's actually provided by the American Christian Network, ACN, which is Liberty Broadcasting, which we're on, is an affiliate of ACN. So, go to acn.cc and click on the Liberty Bell. And once that page opens up, you just click on the microphone to listen. And anywhere, you don't have to be in the American Redoubt.
What better broadcasting system could there be than Liberty Broadcasting?
I know. Under the banner of the American Christian Network.
Right?
It's just...
It's mine. It's Lady Liberty Broadcasting System.
Could we throw apple pie in there somewhere? I mean, that's just awesome. All right. Okay. Well, hey, you guys, thank you for being with us, and thank you for sharing that.
Yep. Always glad to be here.
All right. You guys have a safe, blessed week. You do stay alert, stay alive, and look alive, stay frosty. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and I am John Jacob Schmidt. If you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. Good night.